This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Dairy and beef cattle are not to blame for climate change. So says Professor Frank Mettlerner, air quality specialist at the UC Davis Department of Animal Sciences. Mettlerner says the greenhouse gases are much different than others. Current methods for assessing global warming are inaccurate, and that greater demand means more cattle. But how much blame should livestock get?
Well, it's always in the eye of the beholder. But I give you the naked numbers here. So in the United States, the beef sector emits 3% of all greenhouse gases. The dairy sector emits 2% of all greenhouse gases.
Mettlerner says the real culprits are transportation, energy production, and the cement industry that create 80% of all greenhouse gases.
What I'm telling you here is that the rates are unbelievable, and this is a major source. And instead of dealing with these mega polluters, we are dealing with cow burps, and that's just laughable.
Mettlerner says California has seen a reduction in livestock emissions of 25% in just the past 3 years.
We are on a path to reduce carbon emissions in California's livestock and dairy system by 40% within 10 years from now. Now, you show me any other sector of society that has these kind of success stories to tell. We now have to tell these success stories because these are things that we do, and we hardly ever talk about it.
Mettlerner says the livestock industry is doing its part to lessen its impact on the environment.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.